the leafy lanes that make up much of one of the UK's wealthiest constituencies. Tatton takes its name from the stately home within its boundaries and is represented by none other than the Chancellor George Osborne. But even his political supporters here have their doubts about the route of the high-speed rail link.
We live in an open countryside, as you can well see, adjacent to Knutsford and no doubt other areas around us. And depending on whether it's elevated, if it's elevated, wow, what a blot on the landscape.
The northern section of the rail link would connect Birmingham to Leeds and Manchester, with the northwestern line running via Manchester Airport.
The affluent Cheshire town of Knutsford is sandwiched between the Welsh Mountains on one side and the Peak District on the other, so you'd expect there to be some concerns about what is a massive infrastructure project, and, according to some experts, with good reason.
Interfering with nature, especially in sensitive areas, says one naturalist, can cause irreversible damage.
And if you interfere with something that has been present for a long time, like ancient woodland, there'll be many, many species, all with a very complex web of interactions. And that means that you stand to remove a lot of diversity at a stroke.
But the rail link would slash journey times between London and the north, boosting regeneration and bringing great economic rewards, say its supporters. It's a point well recognised among those we spoke to in Leeds.
Well, I think Leeds deserves a high-speed train to London. A lot of my family commute to London and I think a high-speed train would be helpful.
Yeah. Anything that creates jobs is a good thing, so yeah, I'm all for it.
Nothing divides public opinion like a project such as the rail link, attracting new commerce and industry, while at the same time protecting countryside tranquility, will be no easy feat. Mike McCarthy, Sky News.